I'd spent the past week stressed out of my mind that Riley Gage Patrick, or to be honest, anybody else, would speak to another Montgomery that I had been out with Allie. The fact that nobody had mentioned it to me proved that either Riley hadn't said a damn thing, or they didn't care. And because I was a Montgomery through and through, I knew it had to be the former. Riley was keeping it close to her chest for some reason, which meant I was going to have to either confront her about it so we could just get it out of the way, or never talk about it again. I was probably going to do the latter, to be honest. Why would I talk about it or bring it up and then open myself up to Riley asking questions? I loved my cousin with every ounce of my soul, just like I loved all my cousins. But Riley was just as bad as many of the Montgomerys and our friends when it came to gossip. She wasn't cruel or malicious about it, but she wanted to know things. And when she knew those things, she wanted to find ways to help. Because she was a good person and she cared about people. That meant I needed to stay away from her. Thankfully, Riley wasn't here today, so I would deal with it later.
Hey, are you doing okay?
I looked up to see Brooklyn standing beside me, a small smile on her face. We weren't at the work site today, and I was grateful. I'd put in a few too many hours with back-breaking work on one of our construction and upgrade sites, and then spending most of the evenings at Allie's plant shop trying to get her caught up. While I didn't mind doing it, hell, it was something I would have done even if I wasn't sleeping with Allie. I was a little tired. So, spending the day at the office where we all got caught up on paperwork, something I was also grateful for Allie's help with, coordinate our calendars, meetings, and any important face-to-face meetings was one of my favorites and needed things in the moment. I took a quick glance at my desk, countless papers, blueprints, and other random notes spread in front of me, and sighed.
Doing good. What's up, cousin of mine?
Brooklyn studied my face before playing with the tiny hoop in her nose. She had just changed out the jewelry, but I didn't think this one was going to last. She was constantly playing with it, like I did whenever I changed out the hoop in my nose, and I held back a smile at that. The fact that so many of my cousins and I were pierced and tattooed and the forward faces of our company always made me smile.
I loved my job. I loved my job. I love my job. The words continued their odd circle of terror within my mind, but I let them continue. There was no other way, honestly. There's no reason for me to want to scream and throw random objects near my vicinity when it came to my job. And if I repeated that mantra to myself, perhaps the memory of why I had opened the plant nook in the first place would help. In this moment, I did not like my job as owner, operator, manager, and apparently disciplinarian of the plant nook in Denver, Colorado. Four lovely people stood in front of me, slightly rumpled, not quite looking at each other, and each one having an odd yet distinctly not usual expression on their faces. Perhaps lovely wasn't the correct thing to say after all. There was nothing lovely about the scene unfolding. In fact, it took all within me not to grab something and toss it in the air, shouting to the gods. And then again, there had already been enough throwing things for the day. I pulled back my strawberry blonde hair and tugged it into a quick ponytail. A few pieces fell out, and I held back a groan. My hairstylist had gotten a little too freestyle with the shears last time, but it wasn't as if I had any other choice in the matter. I couldn't grow hair any faster, nor could I deal with the absolute what the f that was happening in front of me. I knew I had dirt on my hands. Probably my face and my knees. That's what happened when you owned a nursery. I loved having my hands in dirt, keeping plants alive, watching them thrive. I loved my life, and on most days, I loved my job. But not right now. Seriously, not right now. Are you truly serious in this moment? I asked, my hands firmly planted on my hips. I was usually decent at being the boss, so my short stature and petite build wasn't a problem. But from the way the two men in front of me glanced down without a care in the world, I knew I might just have that problem. The women, on the other hand, couldn't even meet my gaze.